Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock, founder of SmoothieShred.com and author of the best-selling book, Miracle Metabolism, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. In today's episode, I am going to be going over J-Lo and A-Rod's 10-day no-carb, no-sugar challenge diet. Hope you enjoy it, and if you want to get the full episode, you can find my channel on smoothieshred.com, and you can view this. It's also labeled episode number 15 in the Daily Shred vlog. Enjoy. J-Lo and A-Rod are on a 10-day challenge to cut sugar and carbohydrates. This is an article that's in womenshealthmag.com, and it says, no carbs plus no sugar equals lots of meat. Well, let's check it out, because I've got a couple pictures of a few tweets and Instagrams that both A-Rod and J-Lo put up showing what they eat in a day. And I wanna share with you my take on this and give you some tips on maybe how to make this even better. So first of all, let's talk about this whole no carb and no sugar thing. First of all, I think no sugar is a great idea, especially when you're trying to lose a lot of body weight and you're trying to get in shape, get more definition. That's really gonna go far. If you cut out the sugar and the processed carbohydrates, that's fantastic. But the no carbs part of it, well, here's the thing. For decades, we thought that carbs are our enemy when it comes to losing body fat, but it's not exactly the case. There is a sweet spot to having a certain amount of carbohydrates that will give you the greatest amount of fat loss when combined with the greatest amount of exercise, or the right kind of fat loss exercise. But anyway, let's look at what their routine looks like. So what I read in this article is that both of them are working out intensely every single day, which is perfect. That's exactly what you want to do if you want to lose the greatest amount of body fat possible in the shortest period of time. Now, let's look at their meal. So I'm looking at a post here from J-Lo, and she's got cucumbers, red pepper. This is all raw, by the way. Cucumbers, red pepper, green beans, yellow peppers, tuna, like raw tuna, canned tuna, and some sugar-free Jell-O. All right, so let's break this down. First of all, this is not a no-carb plan. So the vegetables, the cucumbers, the red peppers, the green beans, and the yellow peppers, there's carbohydrates in there. I don't know why a lot of people believe that there's just no carbohydrates in them. There are. There's carbohydrates in them. In fact, you can have quite a bit of carbohydrates if you eat enough of that stuff. So that's good. So I'm not knocking it. I'm just trying to say it is carbohydrates. And it's also really good. I'm gonna say that part of the diet is really good because it raises the metabolism. It provides them with a lot of dense nutrients. So this is perfect. This goes along with the fast metabolism plan that I put in my book, Miracle Metabolism. This will help her raise her metabolism. Now, the other two components, we've got the tuna, the two forms of tuna. Now, it really doesn't matter if it's raw or if it's canned tuna or cooked. In terms of what it's gonna do to your body, it's all the same. So they're eating it for protein and to help fill them up. The problem is, because it's coming from fish sources, tuna is inflammatory in the body. In fact, all fish, all meat is inflammatory. It's going to cause inflammation. So when that happens, it actually minimizes or reduces the amount of protein that you can effectively ingest, utilize, and turn into muscle tissue for yourself. So the rest of it goes into, well, it creates inflammation. I mean, it's not the rest of it. All of it creates inflammation. So what's happening is they're not fully utilizing all the protein that's in there. And at the same time, they're actually reducing their health. And this is not good, because when you cause inflammation, you actually lower your metabolism and your ability to lose body fat. Now, on top of that, they've got sugar-free Jell-O, which when you look at it from on paper, it looks like it's a totally harmless thing to eat. It's got like very few calories, it's sugar-free. But sugar-free Jell-O also causes inflammation. Why? Because it's made out of gelatin. Gelatin is melted or ground down hooves from horses and cows or other hooved animals. I mean, that's what they're ingesting. It's not good for the body. Your body doesn't know how to really utilize that in the best way possible. And it looks at it similar to any other disease or bacteria that's in your body. It launches an immune response against it. So the Jell-O, the tuna, in both versions, I would take those out of the diet, and I would leave in the cucumbers, the green beans, and the yellow peppers, and I would actually double, triple down on those things, because that is going to dramatically raise their metabolism. And if they want an extra protein source, so maybe they're like doing some serious muscle building type of exercises, then on a vegan standpoint, what I would do is I would throw in some tofu, because tofu, not not soy protein isolate, but specifically tofu or tempeh or soybeans, those aren't inflammatory. They don't create an immune response in the body, and the protein that's in those things are mostly utilized. So it's a non-inflammatory source of protein, high source of protein, that actually improves your health at the same time. Then there's also seitan, and if you're gonna use a powder, you can use pea protein powder. But I mean, this is, you know, you can work with something like this. You can work with the majority of their food being raw vegetables. That's actually pretty good. Now, the question of whether or not does this work, the question is, well, the answer is yeah. Okay, so even doing their plan, it will help them lose weight. It's gonna help them lose body fat. And since they're only doing it for 10 days, it's not a huge amount of time to do a tremendous amount of damage. So all that part is kind of the saving grace of the challenge that they're doing. I don't know what they plan to do afterwards, but for those of you considering copying and modeling after them, it is gonna do some harm to your body. There's no doubt about it, because I'm looking at A-Rod's post and he puts up his lunch and it's a lot of the same exact raw vegetables, and there's hard-boiled eggs and ground turkey. So hard-boiled eggs, ground turkey, doesn't even matter if it's the egg whites, it's inflammatory. It causes inflammation in the body. There's just no way around it. That's what happens every single time you ingest an animal product in your body. It causes inflammation, which lowers your metabolism and lowers your ability to lose body fat. It doesn't kill your ability to lose body fat, but it reduces it. That means, what I'm trying to say is, if you did it a different way, you could actually lose more fat faster. And that's the whole point of what I'm trying to say. So my critique on this is that this will do the trick. They'll lose some body weight. They're gonna lose some body fat, and most of it is gonna come from all the exercise that they do, because none of the foods they're eating it's not gonna get them fatter. And that's probably the biggest benefit to what they're doing, is there's nothing that they're eating that's gonna get them fatter. However, the rate of fat loss could be faster if they used a slightly different strategy. So how do you do that? Well, use the fast metabolism strategy. What you do is you keep the vegetables, you double down on those, and if you are gonna use some extra protein, use a plant-based protein source, because most plant-based proteins are not inflammatory. Soy protein isolate does have inflammatory effects, so that you wanna stay away from that, but tofu, tempeh, seitan, soybeans, none of those create inflammation in the body. In fact, your body loves those things. It utilizes those protein, and you can get stronger and bigger, and you're gonna do fantastic on that plan. So that would be the only little switch that I would make, is just swap out the protein with a whole food plant-based protein source that is not whey protein, I'm sorry, that's not soy protein isolate, and you're gonna do fantastic, and they would do even better if they did that, keeping up with their exercise. In fact, they'd be able to exercise even more and recover faster. You know, the ground turkey and the hard-boiled eggs, because it causes inflammation, it makes it take longer for them to fully recover from those workouts. So I mean, you can imagine, there's a way to get in an extra workout in, if you could recover quicker, you're gonna get faster results. So that's the difference between what their program that they're doing is versus a modified one that we would turn into a fast metabolism plan, which is all raw vegetables and whole food plant-based protein sources. I hope that's helpful. I hope you gleaned some insights from that. Feel free to comment and subscribe. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have about it. If you have your own thoughts on this, I'd love to hear them. Go ahead and share them with you. All right, that's all for today. Thanks so much. My name is Thomas Tadlock, and go to smoothieshred.com, because I got lots of free content there.